Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Live TGIF studio audience is way too excited for the weekend, so I'm not sure if they're even going to be paying attention to the show. See? They're not even paying attention for their first joke cue. All right, guys, stick with us today. Today's topics, Shift Happens, Podcasting Social Network, Patriots Unite, and YouTube Tricks, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Karen Weary, Breakthrough Life Coaching, Danielle Garcia, CEO of Podbooking, Shelby Bush, our good friend Shelby Bush, Chairman of the We the People AZ Alliance, and Jim Bordeaux, host of the Entrepreneurial Truth Podcast. I want to thank everyone who's been listening to our episodes. This past year, we've introduced you to 100 experts providing amazing tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. So if you're looking for some motivation, inspiration, valuable information, we love those shuns. Mixed with a little entertainment, please go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Partners and Patriots tab for more information on today's guests and to meet all of our partners. See all the topics, listen to the shows, make sure you bookmark it, make it your new homepage, start your day with Everything Home.
Everything Home.
All right, 12:02, and I've been going real long on all my segments in the show, so I'm going to try to keep it real nice and tight for everybody today. Let's do this. Let's get this show on the road, people.
Super highways. Come on, coast to coast.
And by the looks of what's been going on the past couple of weeks, you wouldn't think that we are living in America. So, you know, the purpose of our platform is to bring you the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. So I want to play you some sound bites from the Friends of the Everything Home resource platform. We've had some of these guys is coming up as guests. And I'm doing this because I want you to make you think. I want you to be more awake to what's really going on. There's going to be a lot of crazy stuff happening in the next couple of days up until the 20th, and I want you to be prepared. As I've been saying, and remember, politicians, and now we know most of the agencies we've relied on to protect us are just as corrupt as I kind of had some apprehensions on and thought about, and they do have their own agendas. You know, they always say, what, Obi-Wan, you're our only hope. Guess what, guys? Besides God, Obi-Wan is each other, the patriots who love freedom and our country. And I'm talking more than just this crazy censorship. So take a listen and think. That's all I want you to do. Think, be prepared, be aware.
We're all in this together for real. This saving the Republic. We are the answer to this. It's we the people. What we've really learned in all this is we can't rely on SCOTUS. We can't rely on the governors. We can't rely on the courts, right? Can't rely on the media. Nothing. The only thing we can rely on is each other. Fellow patriots, we are the answer. We are the people who have come to save ourselves. we are the Kraken. And we the people will save this country together.
In Deep State USA, the FBI doesn't solve crime. It manages crime. The CIA doesn't collect intelligence. It collects people. The courts don't meet justice. They deny it. The deep state doesn't serve. It enslaves. But slavery is a choice. A slave submits. Freedom is dangerous. The opposite of slavery is freedom.
They're trying to steal our freedom.
Yep.
And replace it with tyranny. Several months ago, I took a pledge on social media that I pledged to my fellow citizens, my life, my fortune, and my sacred honor, the same pledge that the signers of the Declaration took. Many of them lost their lives. They lost their fortunes.
Yep.
But they gave to the generations thereafter freedom. If that's the greatest gift I can give, I will give it. Other people need to recognize it's time to make the sacrifices. Don't sit around and wait for somebody else to act. You've got to go out and fight for your own freedom, too, and the freedom of others.
All right. And it's not heavy stuff, guys. It's just reality. So I'm just bringing it to your attention. I want you to be prepared. I want you to be aware. And also affects your business. So as far as social media, we talked about on Wednesday, the censorship. I lost 4,000 Twitter followers. That's insane. And Twitter is just it's a whole different world now. But anyway, it's happening on other platforms. So as far as the social media platforms that are safe for now, gab.com, clouthub.com, telegram.org, brighteon.social, rumble.com for the videos. That's actually pretty great. You can monetize that too. And as far as the browsers, there's dissenter.com, dissenter.com. And that's from the guys at Gab. They own their own servers, so they won't be shut down by Amazon. It's a free speech browser built for people, not advertisers. It blocks the big tech ads and trackers. So make sure you download that. Make it your default. I did it the other day. It's actually pretty fast. And also start using DuckDuckGo. One other important thing that I want you to keep in mind, too, and you might want to do this right away. iPhone users need to shut off their remote modifications. There's a lot of chatter that Apple is going to make some automatic updates and remove various apps on your phone. So make sure you go do that. So that way your things don't get wiped out because you won't be able to restore those things anymore. Well, let's see. Let's do this. I think we want to get on with the show.
Everything's home.
Again, guys, I'm not trying to scare anybody. Just trying to make you aware. And it affects your business, too. That's why we do those stuff, just to get you all that information that you need. So today's topic, Shift Captains, podcasting social network. Patriots Unite, YouTube tricks. All right, let's see here. My first guest is Miss Karen Weary. She's a breakthrough life coach and host of the Shift Happens talk show on Voice America. Let's give her a round of applause. All right. Karen, they love talking about breakthroughs and life and coaching and shift. I think because a lot of them are full of shift. My audience is full of shift.
I love it. I love your intro today. It was beautiful. Right on target, let me tell you. Talk about shift, and there's a lot of shift happening. And I named my show that 2 years ago. So who knew then? I didn't know anything back then. And I have become very educated in this past year.
I have too. I didn't want to make the intro any longer, and I'm going to do it in between the segments. But I think you've listened to a couple of the past shows. I turned off the mainstream medium, and when I went and found the alternative sources, it's not like conspiracy stuff. It's beyond fact. I was just, you know, gist, but now it's so clear. It's like speaking a different language from before, where it's. I don't know. Well, that's a whole nother. Well, I don't want to say it's another show. It's happening now, and it's going to be kind of like I said, over the next couple of days here. It's going to be really interesting. So let's talk. You know, I think it's going to all turn out for the best. And I have confidence in the things that I've been listening to. I have confidence that God wants this country and all of us to do well. And there's a reason why he made us here. You know, it's just time to cleanse out the bad. So
absolutely. I'm with you 1,000%. And, you know, it's funny with this intro, because that is exactly a perfect segue into one of the things that I've been telling, actually way before all this, I've been telling or encouraging, I should have to say. I don't tell people to do anything. I encourage people to turn off the mainstream media. And that was way back, when I saw how they handled 9/11 back then. I was like, wow, these people, they're not here to help us out. They're here to just traumatize us. So
it's all fear. That's what fear is. Yeah. That's their control factor. And it's not like we're making this up. These are actual, these are tactics. These are like a playbook. It's actually written down. These are strategies. These are what you do when you want to have certain outcomes. And without going into tangents, even though it's all related, that's why they scared everybody in March. Oh, we gotta shut down. You gotta put on the mask. I mean, I've been talking about that since I had my first guest, John, which was the executive director of the AAPS. Was the only medical association that's allowed to actually speak the truth about being shut down by the major pharmaceutical companies and all of the other three-lettered, four-lettered agencies. And we've been talking the truth about all of that since then. And now all of a sudden people are paying attention and even more information is coming out to verify what we said that, do you want to talk about a hoax? But we're going to have a really amazing doctor on. I think he might be on next week, the week after, and we're going to start focusing on that again. I took a break from it when we were focusing on election and all the politics, but both of them are hand in hand, okay? And that's what I want people to understand. Yes. And if they are not political, and then they also don't even think that the coronavirus and all that affects them, we all know it does. It affects our lives. It affects our business. It affects our relationships. You can't go to church, all of that, which has to do with everything that we're doing and then who we are. So it's all connected. Yeah. So they're like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and keep selling my widgets. Well, you can, but you could be selling a lot more widgets, and you can also be doing, it's the awareness thing. And I think it's finally getting to the point where people are like, I've had enough. I'm not listening to the lies anymore. And it's time to go back to normal, because there's no reason for that. But I'm sure that's kind of the things you wanted to talk about today is, you know, to get repositioned to almost erase everything from the past year, except for now you know more. So even though people had put their, I say it like this, and then I'll let you take the floor. Even though this was the year of wearing the mask, it was actually the year where the masks came off of all the people who you were played by, you were lied from. You know, all these things that you thought or who you trusted, or all of those people took their masks off while we were putting ours on. So every time something would happen, I'm like, the irony, and it's so blatantly obvious. And then I'm thinking to myself, God must be looking down at us going, you guys are so stupid. I can't make it more apparent. I actually had to physically have you guys put masks on and make all these people actually open their mouths and do things so you could see who they really are and what their real agenda was. So that I had to give that analogy. I had to do that because you guys aren't paying attention. So with that being said, take me into the shifting of happening and your advice and kind of the synopsis of what you see all this.
Yeah. Well, you know, here I have to say I'm one of those people who've been rebel from the beginning. I don't wear a mask unless I absolutely have to. And, you know, so I go places and I'm one of those people that they call selfish because I just,
you're not, so they don't do it. I think for myself. Hurt your health. They hurt people. They hurt you. They make you sick and they don't work.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Yes. So I'm selfish, like, and I'm a rebel, and I demonstrate to people that it's okay. And the thing is that, you know, in the field that I am, which is I specialize in helping people with breakthrough anxiety, PTSD, depression, all these things that have been totally enhanced by what has happened in this past year with COVID and masks and social distancing and closing down everything. And because what some of the things that we need to do, and there are lots of lessons, even beyond what you were saying, yes, that letting the veils drop and the mask come off of what's really going on and whatnot. And in really in how we create our own reality, we create our own reality with what we look at, what information we allow ourselves to take in, whether it's podcasts or magazines or what we read and what we hear and who we surround ourselves with, and how we then what kind of environment that we either go into. I mean, there are people who are afraid even to step outside of their own homes, even if they lived out in nature. And, you know, and I've been the whole time telling people, go out to the parks, get fresh air, move your bodies, eat healthy food, drink fluids, boost your immune system. This is how you boost your immune system. Stay away from things that cause you fear and anxiety. Turn off the mainstream media. Listen and read to things that inspire you, because all of these things, when we get grounded and centered in ourselves and doing the things that are just basic healthy lifestyle things, it's really back to basics. If we just always stick to basics and keep it simple, we are going to be perfectly fine, because our bodies are designed to heal themselves, you know.
Yeah. Well, we've been conditioned or been told since the start that that's not the solution. But our immune systems fight off something like hundreds of thousands of things every single day that you're out and about or even at home. We've made it to, you know, 2021 plus before they started making calendars, you know. So you just go, I think we'll be okay. I'll rely on the body.
We are petri dishes of bacteria and virus and have millennia of virus built up in us, in our bodies. And yes, it's all good. And Dr. Joe Dispenza, I love this study that he did. I love Joe Dispenza. But he did this study where he had people spend 10 minutes where they focus in on the feeling of love, gratitude, appreciation, and really stay in that state for 10 minutes, three times a day. And by day four of doing that, they had boosted their immune system by 50%. This is the power of the mind. It is a supercomputer that we have been completely, we've been given so many disempowering messages that we're so weak and this, that, and that, which is the opposite of what we really are. And when we know and we learn and we practice how to tap into our own bodies, healing abilities, then we're incredible.
Yeah, I made a reference the other day, and I think I'm gonna try to pull it down off the internet. It's like it's Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. She had the answer instead of the whole time. It's just she just forgot,
yeah,
or she didn't realize.
Yeah.
It. So we already had that, but we're busy. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're hearing that. This is coming at us. And we forget that when we go back, and as you mentioned, the basics, the simple things.
Yeah.
Like, remember when the book came out? It was, oh, God, I want to say probably 30 years ago. All I really needed in life, I learned in kindergarten. And you're just like, well, yeah, you don't pee on the carpet. You don't, like, poke your friend because that's not nice. You know what I mean? You know, you don't hit them on the playground. It was so, and you go, well, yeah, now you obviously you can convert that into being an adult. It's just that it's the basics.
Yeah.
We get so inundated with trying to make things complicated and maybe use big words or something or all that, when it's really just, if you keep it simple, like you said, it makes it so much easier. So What would you say that somebody can do after they listen to this show to either get themselves out of the rut or excel them even further, kind of just like a quick little trick or a tactic to stop doing this to yourself? It's sabotage. It's like every morning you punch yourself in the face and you go, why am I doing this? Oh, I can actually stop. Oh, not so in the headache stopping too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. I really, my biggest one is turn off mainstream media and go outside, you know, go outside, especially, I mean, I'm in Florida. So I mean, right now it's absolutely gorgeous. So go outside, get fresh air, move your body. Notice everything around you. Listen to the birds. Look at the trees. It was so funny. I was just talking with a client that I'm working with today, and I said exactly this to her. And she was like, oh, because she had been wondering, should I go for a walk? Should I go with my husband? And, maybe I should have some alone time. And then when I told her that, she said, oh, thank you so much for reminding me of that, because I was wondering, what am I going to do, you know, as I'm walking by myself? And I be in the present moment, because that is what brings everything back down to you. And also, when people, they stay inside and they're getting all their information of what's going on in the world from the news media and whatever outside sources, that I have seen such a huge cognitive dissonance between what's said and even beyond all this here. Like, again, I'm in Florida, so we have hurricane season here, and how many times have they warned us and gone on and on and on about, you know, showing the journalists getting blown away, you know, in the hurricane winds, so that we can all get anxious and worried and go out and hoard the gas and water from the stores so there's nothing left for anybody else. And then it's just a little, you know, we get the outer bands. That happens all the time. So when we go outside and we check out what's really going on, as opposed to what they're saying, telling us is going on, we can calm down and see, okay, I can actually figure things out for myself rather than being told what I'm supposed to think.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's I think part of the thing, maybe, and you know, give me your feedback on this. Do you think that some of the people are fed up and they're just tired of not being in a normal capacity? And then there's some of them that have gotten conditioned to it where they're like, it's not that bad. I'll just go along with it. And I guess I'm just not going to be happy. And this is just the way it is. And I'd hate to know that some people kind of gave up, not like they're going to do anything drastic to themselves, but I'm just saying that their overall attitude gave up. And it's almost like we got to rip the Band-Aid off as a team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And put everything, you know, like just say, okay, guys, it's over. Attention at 12:30 today. Attention, everyone. It's going to go back to it was a year ago. And everyone goes, oh, okay. And like, literally I think a lot of people need that type of announcement rather than just doing it on their own. So for those people that are maybe in that spot, how do you advise your clients to just, I'll be blunt, just pull your head out of your ass and let's just go. And you know what I mean? Just get back to the way it used to be, right? It's because the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And that's it's not good. So what would you suggest for the people that, you know, they need that one little push. What kind of push can we give them to just say, guys, let's do this. Let's do it as group then.
Yeah.
Everybody, go team. We're doing it.
Yeah. Well, and that's why because there are people who literally they had to desensitize themselves in order to just go outside. And so that's why I've been the whole time saying, go outside, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, do something, go out of your house. That's the biggest thing for the people who are that deeply in space.
All right, so it's outside. We're making everybody go outside. That's my new thing. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, so it's like you, where it's really nice now. So this is our time to go outside until May or June when it gets too hot. So
yeah.
We're at an advantage, but the people that are in the snow, throw on the clothes and go out there. It'll be good for you anyway. All right, Karen,
right.
I'm going to jump
right.
to the, I'm going to jump to the next guest because I want to, like I said, I'm going to try to keep today's show tight, but when you were on before, we did the same thing. I went over and it is what it is. You know what I mean? When you have good guests and good content, it's hard to put it into 7 minutes. So give your contact or give your website so people can get a hold of you. And then we'll looking forward to having you come back on in February when everything's going to be normal. I'm going to make it normal.
There you go. There you go. We're going to make it happen. My website is www.insightscounselingcenter.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Karen. I appreciate it. And keep doing what you're doing. We got to get everybody outside. Everybody's got to go.
Thank
Time.
You. Thank All you. Right. You too, Michelle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, guys, I apologize. I was a little long with her, and I just, you know, we started talking about the corona and the lockdowns and the people and the taking away the freedoms. And, you know, I love this country. That's why I created a patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. So I just want you guys all to get on the same page. We all just need to get on the same page. It's time to get things back to normal. There's no reason that we're not doing that. We're causing our own problems at this point. So let's bring on our next guest. We are going to talk about podcasting. And for the great thing is for the podcasters out there, this is a great networking resource for people to work together. Remember, we got to work together, people. It's all about the Patriots coming together to support one another. You know, it's all about, and we talked about this the other day, collaboration, partnerships. We don't need to do this on our own. We're all in this together, whether it's business or making a difference or helping each other or all of the above. It's all of us, guys. That's it. Us and God and our fellow Patriot friends. So let's get on with Daniela Garcia. She is the CEO of Podbooking, the social network for all things podcasting, a professional network to take your show to the next level audience.
Hi, everybody. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having me on.
Welcome. You know, whenever we're talking podcasting and we're talking about how people can expand their business and help them grow and get around like-minded people, I'm all in. So I know you have some exciting things. If you have some exciting things coming up, I don't know if you want to talk about that now or you want to wait, or you just wanted to give a little info about what's going on with the platform, because it's grown since I joined when you first came on the show back in November.
Oh, yeah. No, we have grown so much since November. Wow. I'm just thinking about the month of November and this very moment we are in at this time. And wow. Yeah. But we have some really exciting news coming. And I definitely feel like we can share it. And I want to scream it loud and proud from the mountains. So Podbooking's app is coming. We are officially launching our app in iOS iOS and Android on February 5th, 2021. And I am so excited. I cannot wait for this. I think this is going to help just increase engagement, increase connectivity. Having the app on everyone's phones, we'll start getting notifications. We're also going to be introducing new features to the platform. So we'll be introducing live streaming. And we will also be introducing more of our own original content as well as some of our partnership content. So we'll be seeing some content from some pretty big names in podcasting, like The Wave Podcasting, as well as the C-Suite Network and Canva. And it's going to just be great because we're going to see a lot of just content geared towards supporting the podcast community and supporting these incredible content creators, just taking their shows to the next level.
And it's free for people with a podcast or any form of podcasting to join, and that way they can network with other other hosts and be a guest on different shows, and they can actually find guests for their shows. Yeah, do you want to explain a little bit about the features on the platform?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So it's not only for like podcast hosts, it's also for guests, of course. So like if someone's a writer or an artist or just very, very opinionated and wants to go on more shows and talk about stuff, you can have a pod booking account and you can start connecting with podcasters and start getting on those shows. But it's also on the flip side, it's also for like tools and services. Like we have a number of like brands within the podcasting space, like Libsyn, Sounder, Podchaser is on there. Just a few brands that want to connect with the community as well and have, you know, their own tools and services to offer the podcasting community. That sometimes, you know, podcasters are on other social platforms and they're connecting with their audiences so much that the podcasting side of things kind of gets lost in their feeds, you know, so they don't get introduced to all these different options that they have that could make the behind the scenes of their show so much easier if they were only exposed to all of these different, you know, apps and services and things like that. So it's also like for connecting, you know, with those kinds of offers. And it's also for media buyers and ad agencies. We have a number of ad agencies and networks that are on the platform that are looking to connect with podcasters because they're looking to advertise on shows. And this is a really easy way to network with different hosts and connect with different people and you know, just take those sponsorship opportunities to the next level, as like redundant as that might sound.
Well, it you know, there's some other, I don't want to say, well, I guess it's applications or platforms that I've gone on to, and it's difficult to find the different categories. So, it's searching for it is not user friendly. I mean, you've designed your site a little bit different. So that way, let's just say I wanted to find an ad agency, or if I wanted to find a specific service provider for the whatever thing I need in the podcast process, isn't it? You've come up with an easier way to find the search, because what I've experienced is searching for it is what's difficult.
I agree completely. No, and I'm so glad that you feel that way, because I know you're on the platform pretty often, so I'm glad that you find it user-friendly. I've had a number of people say that, and I'm always just like, yes, it's alive. I'm so glad. It works.
So can you explain, just briefly, and explain how the searching on it is easier than some of these other sites?
It's super simple. Oh, I mean, it's as simple as going to the search bar and putting in tools and service, or putting in guests, or putting in hosts. Because as soon as somebody makes their profile, they select their category. So you can literally just go through those categories and it filters it that way. You can also use keywords. So every single aspect of a pod booking profile is like optimized, you know, is SEO optimized for searching within the platform. So if you're like looking for a specific target audience or things like that, you can actually search even based on that.
Now, do you got to use the hashtag deal so people, or you just put in the word? What's the best way
to
do it?
Just put in the word. Literally, just put in the word on the keyboard, like in the search bar, on the app and on the website.
And then in the people, and I set my profile up a while ago, so I don't remember how it was structured, to be honest. So when people are setting up their profile, they're putting in what their category is, and are they putting in key search words of things that they want people to find them for too? So then that way people can.
Yeah. So in the like about to, me.
Yeah, because I want people to be really efficient when they go sign up for the account, because it's free. So then that way they can get the most use out of it rather than not, because the only way a platform will work is if everybody's on the same page using it the most efficiently, right? I mean, because you've got all these people
100%.
On it, they need to be connected.
100%. Yeah. So literally just the search bar, and if you want to be connecting with other hosts, just put in hosts and like all of them will show up. If you just want to connect with agencies, put in agencies and they'll all come up. If you want to connect with networks, you can put in networks. I always would recommend just like tools and services or collaborator or guest or host. And in all of those things, you should find an array of profiles and members.
So whatever you put in your profile when you're setting up your own account, that's where these keywords are going to search from, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So everybody should be optimizing. And I am actually going to be making some video content for when the app launches around like optimizing your pod booking account and things like that. So I'm so glad that you brought this up, because I am going to be covering a lot of this.
Well, and it is, you know, there's so much content out there. Yeah, and I appreciate that. There's so much information out there. There's so much content. You're being constantly bombarded. So somebody can have the best thing literally on the planet, but if you can't find it, then it's not of any good use 100%. To somebody. So that's why I think I wanted to clarify that so that people realize that this is a really great search tool as long as you know how to use it correctly. All right.
And it's really, I've tried to simplify it as much as possible. And I definitely, I've done it myself where I'm like, okay, I want to find a host, you know, I want to go on a show this week, and I've done it myself, and it's definitely user-friendly. You go through it and it's, you'll be amazed. You'll be like, oh, wow. Okay. That was really simple. I got what I was looking for. Cool. Bye.
All right. Well, then I'm looking forward to you coming on next month to share more about the app when it launches. Do you want to give the website real quick, Daniela?
Yeah, I'll be pod-booking.com. So pod-booking.com.
All right, perfect. And then, of course, if you go to our main website, her information is there. All you have to do is on this particular show or the one she did previously, you'll see that her name, you'll see Pod Booking, and click on the Pod Booking and it goes directly to their website. So everything is linked. So you don't even have to, if you're using a mouse, you don't even have to pick up the mouse. You don't have to pick up your hand. Everything's easy. So we just want you to get back to these wonderful, amazing partners that we have, because the products and services and information they have is spot on what you need to make a big difference. So thank you, Daniela, and we'll have you come back on in February, and good luck with the launch of the app. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Looking forward to coming back on. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, it's 12:35 here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and oh my goodness, am I back on schedule? Yeah, what do you know? All right, so I want to make sure that we have a little extra time for our guests. I'm not going to do any of the commercials that I normally do because I want to focus on what the theme of the show is and what we talked about in the beginning. And also, before she comes on, and we'll probably share about this too during her segment, we were talking about being prepared, and I've been saying, turn off the mainstream media. You don't want to listen to the lies anymore. And we were just talking with Karen, you need to put in good content in your brain. You listen to the sound bites that I mentioned. A lot of crazy things are going to happen in the next couple of days up to the 20th. And I just want to make sure everybody's prepared, and I want to make sure everybody is just aware. Okay. So my advice to you is to listen to a few of the shows that are listed on our must listen to page. And I've spent the time when this whole movement of me personally started at Christmas time. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab, and then the must listen to page. There's a whole bunch of them listed on there. I want you to start with Fireside Chats with Lynn Wood and Clay Clark. Clay Clark was one of the guests we had on our show, and he's a good friend of the show. Click on the graphic. You're going to listen to episode 8, okay? Just came out 2 days ago. There's a second guest that comes on afterwards. Her name's Michelle Moore Winder. I did not know of her before, but now I kind of realize who she is. She's going to give you some facts that are going to literally shock you, and it's all true, okay? And some of the stuff I learned for the first time, even though I've been paying attention to all of this for almost a month, and I know Shelby knows what I'm talking about. There's a lot of important information and episodes from all the guests that are listed on this page. So I want you to check it out. You've got today, you've got the next couple of days. If you want to know what specific shows to listen to, then text me and I will send you the specific link because it's that important. My cell phone, I want you to text to 602-885-7607. Text the word truth, T-R-U-T-H. To 602-885-7607. If you text the word truth to my cell phone, I'll send you the specific links on a couple shows. I'm going to put them on the website. I haven't had the time, but I just want you guys to be prepared. I want you to have the information. And we're not going to be live again until Monday. So I want you to be prepared. All right, let's get back to the show. The topics that we had today are Shift Happens, podcasting, social network, Patriots Unite, and YouTube tricks. I'm going to bring on my next guest. She's a favorite of mine and become a friend, Miss Shelby Bush. She is the chairman of We the People AZ Alliance, a citizen-driven movement that's holding our elected accountable. Okay? I can only imagine what she is going to say that's happened since we talked to her last week. Only in 1 week, people. And they're currently working on a recall petition amongst some other stuff. Shelby, is your head exploding or what?
Oh, boy. I'd be lying if I say no. So, update for those that may not be following as closely as we're following. There was a court hearing scheduled, and it took place at 9 a.m. on Wednesday in the Superior Court. This was to get the judges to ratify compliance to the Board of Supervisors in regards to the seizure and forensic audit of the Dominion equipment out of Maricopa County. So, traditionally, you guys watched as court case after court thrown out all across this nation. The judicial branch said, we don't have any authority. This is not our jurisdiction. We cannot gain any relief. And they've kicked it back to legislator over and over and over again. So Wednesday was D-Day, and that was the day that we were supposed to get the equipment. And we expected the courts would kick the case, and meaning they would say we have no jurisdiction. They would close the case and kick it back to Senate. So they didn't do that. Surprise, surprise, they decided to offer a postponement until January 20th, at which time they will be reconvening. So now it came back to our Senate's hands, who had a resolution prepared. They were planning to use their implied consent, go after the machines using statute that provides them that offer. And they are now being told by some of their counsel that because it's a new session, the subpoenas are no longer valid, and the new subpoena hasn't had enough time to act upon. So the Senate has lost their courage, and the last I know of what's going on with that is they have had behind-closed-door meetings Wednesday, Thursday, and possibly today with our beautiful Board of Supervisors. So they've sold us out, people. And it's hard to say. I know there are some senators in there that are still fighting. But there's a facet of people within our party, within the Republican Party. I say our party, but not everybody's Republican. That is actively working against truth and justice. We have filed this recall against the Board of Supervisors. It's going strong. We have hundreds and hundreds, probably 3,000, 3,500 volunteers that have stepped up to help in our efforts. And then I am being told today that there are multiple Republicans within the party that are sending the message that we are a PSYOP and that we're actually a democratic socialist organization that is trying to get Democrats elected. So I want to lay that rumor to rest. I am 100% constitutional conservative. My track record shows that I've never been anything other. And we're just tired. We're tired. We're tired of not holding our own accountable. And I don't care if you have a Republican behind your name. You are not protected. So that's my rant.
Well, you know, I can't even believe that there are actual Republicans saying that you are like working undercover to go ahead and be anti-patriot, anti-freedom. All they had to do is listen to a few minutes of any of the two past segments you've done. That you can't act that, okay? Because if you could act that way, then Nancy Pelosi would be acting that way. You can't do that. That comes from somebody who actually believes it, and that's who they are. So do you have an idea on who these people are that are saying that you're an undercover, like Chinese CCP spy? Do you know who they are?
Well, I'm not going to give
Fang
you
Fang.
A name yet today.
I'm going to call you Fang Fang. That's who you are.
Yeah.
You're the new Fang.
Yeah.
You're the Fang Fang of Arizona.
I'm not going to give you a name today, but I'm coming on Monday, and if this woman doesn't do what we've asked her to do, then I will. She's an elected representative in Maricopa County Republican Party, and we have made a phone call to her to assure her we are not leftist PSYOP organization, and we've asked her to publicly retract her statements So we're going to give her some time to do that. And if she doesn't, I will be more than happy to provide you with the name.
Yeah, that would be great. So let's just backtrack for 1 second. So she makes an accusation, right, which is completely false, and she has no information to back it up, and it does no benefit to anyone. So obviously she has an agenda for some reason to do this, because why would you say something like that if you can't 100% verify that it's true?
Correct. It makes you wonder.
Like, why would you say that all of the chaos at the Capitol was caused by all these great Trump supporters who've had huge marches and gatherings and celebrations for years, never a problem, and then actually impeach somebody for it, but no facts. And now all of a sudden the facts are coming out and it's all 100% incorrect. So it sounds like she's a true Republican with an agenda.
She's definitely not the Republican that I know. She's not the Republican.
Well, but as far as the Republicans that you and I know that are in positions that have the values that you and I still have, there's like four of them left in the whole country, right? So it's almost like, yeah, and you and I discussed this before, I've had it with them all. And I know that there's people on both sides that are with me too. So the fact that you guys are still getting the runaround with the subpoena and everyone's, oh, well, I don't have the jurisdiction, I can't do anything. Nobody wants to do anything. Nobody wants to do anything. So I don't know what they think their job description is. And, you know, it goes back to us, the citizens, the patriots, both sides of the aisle, left and matter, Republican or Democrat, that we have to have people like you create an organization to do the job of the people who are in a job that get paid by us. That doesn't, you know what I mean? It's like, so what can we do as people to help you to get rid of these guys, to get rid of all of them, to make a difference, to cause some noise, to get the subpoena done, to yank those machines before you've got patriots who go down there and pull them out of the office themselves? Because that's the next step.
Well, unfortunately, they're locked in a vault, so it would be like breaking into the Federal Reserve. But I have a message, okay? First of all, if you want to join us, please, please join us. This is a people-driven movement. This is not a big money movement. This is foots on the ground, Patriot, We the People movement. Go to www.wethepeopleazalliance.com and sign up. And then I'm gonna say something that's on my heart right now. We are in times. We are in peril times for our republic. And people are angry and people are afraid. And we don't know what to expect, but nothing in darkness shall prosper without light. Lean on God in these times. Don't lean on your own understanding. Lean on God and let him be the light, and the darkness will be exposed. And that is really the heart of this movement, is exposing the darkness. And we need a network, and we need people that we can trust to lean on to help carry us through these times, because we are in uncharted territories. This is the time in history that we get to tell our grandchildren about. And lean not on yourself and your own understanding, but lean on God.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect reminder. And you and I talked about that when you were on before, and I keep trying to reiterate that throughout the show, the beginning of the show, and that's why I'm referencing people to go to listen to some of the people that are have the messages in regards to what you need to know and be aware. They're talking about the dark and light, everything that they're, and like I said, it's not conspiracy theories. There's no such thing as a conspiracy theater. There's no such thing as coincidences. And everything that they're all talking about is it's current events. Yeah, but they're talking about some other things that maybe people don't know, but it all goes back to, like you mentioned, there's evil and good, and there's darkness and light. And it's time for the darkness and the evil to be exposed at a different level, because what you started the show with should not be what happens in the United States of America. That's what happens in like communist countries, okay? Where you don't that doesn't happen here, and that's been happening. The only thing that's exposed is because of the election. How many other times have things like that happened? For other things that have happened in people's lives, whether they had a court case about a you know, car accident or something else, or all these other things, you know what I mean? So I mean, it's been going on. We just started to pay attention to it. So you know, over the next couple of days, there's gonna be some changes. There should be interesting things that transpire. So when you come on Monday, hopefully we can give some little bit more positive information. But for right now, people need to go to your website and just get a little bit acclimated of what's going on with the organization. Sign up to be a volunteer, and then we'll give them some specific actions depending on how things transpire over the next couple of days with other things, you know, bigger picture things. That's why I want everyone to go to listen to the messages from some of these major players on their podcasts and their live streams. So everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Patriot Partners and Patriots tab, must listen to shows. And if you want specific ones to listen to, text me 602-885-7607. So Shelby, there's nothing that we can do as citizens to do anything with the subpoena at this point. Right now, there's nothing that we can do. Like if we call the people, we wrote the emails, is there anything that we can do?
Don't stop. Keep
writing.
Okay,
so you want us to still do it. Okay.
Still
and making a phone
still
call.
Keep pushing forward. Yep.
Okay.
Keep calling. Flood their mailboxes. Flood their emails. Flood their phones. Keep pushing forward. And please sign up to be a volunteer so we can take our state back. www.wethepeoplealliance.com. We will keep pushing forward. We will not settle for negotiations. We will recall the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, it's over. We said, bye-bye. Bye, guys. You're not doing your job. It's time to go, because if you worked at any company and you didn't do your job, except for working in the government, you would be gone. That's what happens when you don't do your job, and then especially when you lie. We don't like that. We don't like when you don't work, and we don't like when you lie. Those are two disqualifiers, right?
I'm looking forward to the day we turn in all of these signatures of all of these volunteers that are mobilizing across Maricopa County, and we can look them in the eyes, and we can use the line of our famous president, Donald Trump, and say, you're fired. The American people hereby fire you.
We'll let you do that. You got to do the hand motion. You will have to practice once you get closer to it. But that'll be a nice day of celebration. But it's not just as you mentioned, and you brought it up in the past, and you talked about today. It's not just the Board of Supervisors. It literally is probably it's all of them. I mean, there might, like you said, there's a few good ones, but for the most part, it's all of them. You're talking state. You're talking federal, you're talking all in the city and the county and all that. It's like an infestation of rats and termites and just pigeons and rat and things that are just not good, like varmints. And that's who's making decisions
absolutely.
For us. That's who's making our decisions because we let our guard down and we let them. It's like you let the devil in the door. It's like he can't get in the house unless you say, dude, you want to come in for a drink? And then you're done. You're like, uh-oh, I let him in. That's what we did. We let these people, because we were busy with, you know, looking at who had for what lunch on social media. Then now we've got to go clean up the mess.
Well, yep, now it's time to roll our sleeves up and get dirty. And I encourage everybody, I challenge everybody, if you love this republic, if you love the future that has been promised to our children and our grandchildren, roll your sleeves up and get dirty, because it's going to be a bumpy ride.
I agree 100%. So if you, the advice for today, you're going to go to Shelby's website and sign up, which she's all over our Arizona politicians page. You can actually click on there to sign up. You can go ahead and download the petition, even if you want to even check that out, because you're going to need to get that signed and find out who these people are. Their names are all over the place. And then the phone numbers are there, the emails are there, because she wants you to call them. She wants you to email them to let them know how you feel, because if we can blow up their phones, not literally blow up their phones, people, you know, make the phone calls and emails, then we can't say we didn't do anything. You know, we used to say, well, you know, if you didn't vote, then what, you have no right to say anything. Well, yeah, I did vote. Well, you guys changed it. So it's like, what else do you want me to do?
I'm going to tell you this. Never, 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 never let anybody convince you. You are powerless. We are powerless beyond means. And if we stand firm together, we have all the power to do what needs to be done. It's a slow, painful process, but I assure you, you have power.
Yeah, because it's we the people. You know, it's the consent of the governed. If we don't give them the consent, then there's nothing for them to govern. They work for us, and that's what we need to remember. And I'm so glad that you're there with that passion to remind everybody and encourage them that that's what this is all about. So, Shelby, give the website one more time, and then we'll talk to you on Monday, because, gosh, I just hope the things that you and I both know should be transpiring over the next couple of days.
Sure. It's www.wethepeopleazalliance.com. And Godspeed, Patriots. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, my friend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Oh, my goodness, everybody. I'm just trying to make it clear. Shelby is always there as a beacon of light to just encourage us that there are things that we can do. And she's taken that initiative. But listen to what she just said, the obstacles to do something simple, to just show proof or let them look at the machines. It's so frustrating that you don't even want to talk about it or bring it up, but you got to, because we got to do something about it. But anyway, oh my God, we'll finish up on Wednesday. All right, I'm my next guest, and she's been waiting for a while, and I apologize, Mr. Jim Bordeaux. And you get me I get all fired up when you're talking about patriots and government and corruption.
Oh, I understand.
And we're just at a critical time. You know what I mean? We've got a lot. You know, today's Friday the 15th. Next 20th, I'm not sure how well versed you're in on the things, or you know what your feelings are. I mean, you live in a horrendous state of lockdown from an evil warlord who is your governor, and I'm sure that all of you guys are just frustrated beyond belief, because you guys had equal corruption there that we did here in Arizona. I had no idea my state was as corrupt as it is, and I would love to get rid of all of them. But anyway. Let's focus on, all right, so we got that out. Let's focus on YouTube and some tricks for the next few minutes here. So when people get off the phone, they can go get some more views before they get kicked off of YouTube also. It's just a matter of time before your YouTube count's gone, because they're kicking everybody off, God forbid, if you do anything positive to help people. But anyway.
Seems that way. There's a lot of things you can do to increase the views on the YouTube channel. But number one is your content. Your content has to be really good. Get to the point right away. If you have a really good thumbnail and people click on it, make sure you're telling people right away about what that is. You know, you can give your call to action within the first 30 seconds of your video and then go right into the main topic of what you're trying to say. Too many videos just go on and on and on about nothing, and people are like, hey, I clicked on this thing, and I'm not getting that. So YouTube notices that too, and they put that in their algorithm. So basically you can use YouTube to be, you know, the advertising agency for your show if you know what you're doing. Like I said, first 30 seconds, give your call to action. The reason is because you lose 35% of your audience within the first 30 seconds. If you're saying, hey, you know, subscribe to the channel, like the video, all those things, and you wait till the end, you've lost 85% of your audience by the end. So it's just a huge tip to be able to give to be able to do all of your call to actions first. in your video, get right to your topic, have great thumbnails. That's very, very important. And YouTube wants two things from you. They want how long that you can stay on the platform. That's the first thing. And they want to know, because they make money through advertising. So basically, what does YouTube want from you? They want you to be able to engage your people and keep them on the platform for your video and maybe multiple videos that you have. So make them entertaining, make them fun, make them quick hitting, you know, get to your point. Those type of things really help the YouTube algorithm because YouTube gives impressions. Like they will show your thumbnail to a certain amount of people. And how many people click on that is called the click-through rate, okay? So if your click-through rate is good and your view duration, which is how long that they actually watch you on the video, is good, YouTube will continue to put your video out there to people that don't know you, and that leads to subscribers, leads to views, then grows your channel. So that's exactly how you do that. Just wanted to help everybody out today.
So let's just... We're at one, but I'll go a couple minutes over because I think this is important for as long as people, like I mentioned, still have their YouTube channels. So we talked originally when you were on before about keywords. So it's important to load up the keywords as much as you can. Now, the keyword, is it just regular word or do you have to put the hashtag in there before? I forgot what we discussed.
There's no hashtags. We don't use hashtags so much in YouTube, but it's a long tail keyword. It's really hard to rank for something like just sleep, okay, or something like that, something that everybody's searching for, because you have competition for that word. So what you want to do is how to fall asleep fast or how to get your children to fall asleep fast. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you get into a longer keyword so that there's less competition and there's more opportunity for you to rank for that keyword. So when you're researching that, that's all the keywords are that people – type into the search engine what they want to see, okay?
So a keyword is actually almost like a sentence. It can be a sentence. A keyword doesn't have to be one word.
Yeah, that's called a long-tail keyword. Yes.
Okay, and that's what it's picking up. So then as far as the other thing that I wanted to ask you, too, is I was watching one of – I'm watching all this stuff now that I had no, and I'm trying, I'm keeping track and I'm saving things and notifications, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's crazy. Some of this stuff is actually, it's difficult to find certain things, but you can't, it seems like you cannot download a video. So in order for you to upload a video to your site, you have to actually have the file. Is that correct? Let's just say that, I want, because there's a lot of channels out there that it seemed like they're promoting other people's content, but it's acting like it's their own, but they're getting huge volumes of traffic, but it's not their video. So how are people doing that? And I'm not saying that I'm encouraging people to do it, but let's just say it's a video of somebody who you share the same opinions or, it's that you want to post it on your own page because you're going to get views off of that. Is that possible? Or am I making something
up? Yeah, YouTube frowns on that. And they have strikes against you. So if you have some copyrighted material on your page and someone else comes after you because it's their stuff, then you are going to get a strike against you. What it means is you can't monetize, and they may at some point take your channel. Now, some people will do what's called review videos where they'll review somebody else's stuff. And they allow that to a certain point. But if you're using regular music, pop music, stuff like that, you're going to get a strike for that. They don't allow that stuff. So
it all has to be, I want to clarify, it all has to be your own content. And if for some reason it's not, then the content you have, it needs to be somebody who, like, let's just say that you gave me your show and said, Michelle, put this on your channel. I said, that's cool. Let me do that. Because you sent me the file and then I can upload.
But I gave you permission.
Right. So
I would never go to YouTube
there
and say somebody's using my stuff illegally.
Right.
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify that for some people.
Yeah, that's the difference between using, like, copyrighted music and royalty-free music or videos. Like in the NFL, you can use what's called common source, and that's about a 15-second window that they kind of allow. After that, they'll give you a strike for using their content or their video.
Yeah, and they're strike happy now. So
be
careful.
You can use that, then you're okay.
Yeah, yeah, and they're out for blood at this point, guys. So make sure that you don't cut corners. Try to get whatever, you know, take the right precautions and follow the rules that Jim gave about the thumbnails and the hashtags and the call to action and the longer keywords and all that. So Jim, you want to give the how people can watch your two shows? Because you've got, did I even introduce you properly? I got so distracted by what we were talking about. I didn't even mention that you host the Detroit Lions on you're the host of the Detroit Lions on the Prowl and the Entrepreneurial Truth
yes.
podcast. So I apologize.
That's
like
fine.
I got sidetracked because I know you get me all fired up because you live in Michigan. So
yep. Yeah, I also teach YouTube to people as well, you know, and stuff just to help some people out and things. So I'm dabbling in that now. I do have a Detroit Lions on the Prowl show, and that's really popular right now. So we're doing really good with that and implementing the strategies that I was telling you about too.
So how do you want people to find you or find the show? What's the best website check out the show?
The easiest thing to do is just go to Facebook and look up Jim Bordeaux, and then you'll find me and just give me a message. Fine.
All right, perfect. And then what I did too is on all the shows that Jim's been on, especially this one, if you're on our homepage or our Partners in Patriots tab where you see his name, I linked it to his Facebook account. So that way you could just click and
right.
you don't have to think. So you just see Jim and go, click. And it puts you
yes,
right through to that.
Yes.
No all right, Jim.
It's so much easier.
Oh, God. Yeah. We don't even want people to have to, like, God forbid we should lift a finger. You know what I mean? I'm sure at some point when they're going to make the mouse that you don't have to, it's like click less. You just, you know, you don't even have to pick finger up and they'll make that.
You just think it will happen, you know.
Oh, God. You know they already have that. And I'm sure Bill Gates created it because he wants to get into your brain and into all of your body and all that other stuff. But all right,
I'm
thank
protected.
You, Jim. I appreciate you coming on and look forward to more tips. And I hope that they don't kick you off your account because you know you know what's going to happen is if the day that the Detroit Lions play the Patriots and you guys have a show, they'll see Patriots and they'll be like, they'll just wipe it out because they won't even realize it's a football team. You'll hit the algorithm or the censorship and they'll be like, you can't have this content on there. And you're like, it's football. And they're like, it's too late. It's gone. So hopefully you're not playing them anymore because otherwise they're going to take your account down.
Well, we're done for the year now, so I think we're good.
Well, then you're safe. You're safe till next. You're safe till next season when you play the Patriots, and then they're going to disable your account. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't even play them next year. I don't think either. So okay,
we're
good. You're
going to stay for another year. Just don't do anything with the New England Patriots, and you'll be fine.
Sounds good.
Oh God, thanks, Jim. You have a great day. I appreciate you.
You too. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Oh my goodness, everybody. I apologize for going over, but it's just so much information. There's so much going on, and I really want everyone to just be in a position where they're aware. They know, you know, the things that they need to do to reposition for their business, whether it's the different social media platforms or some tips or some incentive that we got from Karin or the different resources that we talked about from Daniela. And, of course, you know, the patriotic saving our country that we got from Shelby and Jim is always great for tips on YouTube. Again, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. On the homepage, on the Patriots, Partners and Patriots tab is all the information for all of these guests that we've had on. And underneath that too, you will see the must listen to shows. And if you want specific episodes, text me 602-885-7607. Text truth, TRUTH, to my cell phone number, and I will send you specific episodes. Otherwise, then, you know, as Shelby said, believe in God, say some prayers, hug your friends, your family, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. Monday, we'll be back. We added a Monday show because we've had such great response from everybody out there listening and all of the guests. And I again, once we get through this little hiccup in the next less than a week, we'll be back really focused on targets. So thank you for your patience. And I hope that some of my patriotism and inspiration and some guidance on these things have helped at least one person. That's all that matters. So special thank you to all of our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Again, their episodes and info are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, on the homepage of the Partners and Patriots tab. Tune in Monday, January 18th, 12 p.m. for another live episode of this segment, Purpose Driven Partners, to learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, and much more. You're now awake, everybody. Now go take some action from what we shared today. Make it a great day and a great weekend because you deserve it. And always remember... Sorry I'm long, guys. Have a good weekend. Listen to some of those shows. I promise. You'll be happy you did. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.